And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Soul of Rock and Roll is on the air worldwide, and we're glad to have you with us. Rock and Ray here with the Birmingham Record Collectors and some boys. Yes, we brought all the boys with us tonight because that's what we're going to do. We're going to feature boys' names in song titles. Now, that's something you may think, Tall Paul, blah, blah, blah. Not necessarily. We've got some really different kinds of boys' names, and it ought to be fun. Let's kick it off. Let's go right over to the president of Birmingham Record Collectors. Charlie, what is our first song?
We are going to hear one by Ray Melton called You and Johnny Smith. This one goes out to all those Johnnies out there. He released this in 1960 on the Hope label out of Georgia. It's got a real nice tenor sound to it. He had one other recording that I know of. It was called Bopping Guitar, which is a rockabilly song. But we're going to stick with the boy names, and it's You and Johnny Smith, Ray Melton.
Everybody's talking, it's all the town. You and Johnny Smith are running around. I guess I'm done, made me so mad. I guess it hurt me, made me so sad. Everybody's laughing, oh, what they say.
Joe Penny doing a song called Mercy, Mercy, Percy. He did this on the Federal label in 1958. If you've got the rockabilly song called Bip a Little Bop a Lot, flip it over. I bet you never have. That's what's on the flip side of that. Most collectors buy Bip a Little Bop a Lot, but the flip side is Mercy, Mercy, Percy. Joe Penny wrote both of these songs, and he was with Hank Williams from 1946 to 1948. They were together long before Hank really hit it big time. Things didn't work out. They had to split after a while on good terms overall, but he did leave him and went on to do some other things on his own. So right now, I don't know how many guys out there are named Percy, but it sounds good with Mercy. So here we go to turntable two, Mercy, Mercy, Percy.
Mercy, Mercy, Percy. knocking, 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 knocking at his door. They call him on the phone and won't leave him alone, and he be coming back for more. Oh, mercy, 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 won't you teach me what you know? Mercy, 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 won't you teach me what you know? I want a dollar of my own so I can really go.
Like so many R&B singers, Maxine Brown got her start in the church singing gospel with the Angelairs and the Royal Tones as a teenager. Her greatest success was on the Wand label, often teaming with Chuck Jackson for duets. Here's the flip side of her 1961 number 19 chart hit, All in My Mind, Harry, Let's Marry, by Maxine Brown.
I'm in love with a boy and his name Harry, and Harry is in love with me. We sat in a park, he was gay, I was blue, and Harry says to me, darling, what would you like to do? Harry, let's marry.
Jack Scott now is going to tell us about Leroy. Jack Scott, born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, the first white rock and roll star to come out of Detroit, Michigan, when he moved there. He was inducted in the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2011. He's been called undeniably the greatest Canadian rock and roll singer of all times. Scott spent his early years in Ontario, Canada, and then moved across the river to Detroit. When he was 10 years old, his family moved to Hazel Park. He grew up listening to hillbilly music and was taught to play guitar by his father. As a teenager, he pursued his singing career and recorded as Jack Scott, his real name being Giovanni Domenico Scarfone Jr., but Jack Scott is what he took. At age 18, he formed a group called the Southern Drifters. After leading the band for 3 years, he signed with ABC Paramount as a solo in 57. He recorded 2 good-selling hits for ABC Paramount, then switched to the Carlton record label. He had a double-sided national hit in 1958. Leroy, number 11, was the A-side, and My True Love that went to number 3. Leroy went to 11. My True Love went to number 3. The record sold over 1 million copies, earning Scott his first gold disc. Continuing with our theme of name songs, the rocker, Leroy.
I don't know just why he's blue. Leroy, what you do? Well, Leroy's back again, again. Leroy's back again, again. I don't know why he's blue. Leroy, what you do? I went to the judge, said, big man, wait. I'm here and I got Leroy's bail. The judge says, son, don't you tell me no tale. Leroy, he gonna stay in jail. Leroy's back. Now see me, she's got the blues. She let you wear my long pony shoes. So Leroy's back again, again. Leroy's back again, again. I don't know why it's blue. Leroy, what do you do? Boom, yeah. Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Now Leroy's heart is full of hate. He just can't go straight. Tell my men he can't keep my date. I'm gonna be by 6 months. Leroy's back in jail again. Leroy's back in jail again. I don't know why it's blue. Leroy, what would you do? Well, Leroy, what would you do? Leroy, Leroy, what would you do? Leroy, Leroy, what would you do? Leroy,
in the magic city of the South,
number one in Alabama.
Magic City of the South.
We're going to do a triple play right now. This is for everybody out there named Henry. First, we're going to do Etta James doing the song called Wallflower, which is also known as Roll With Me Henry. This was on the Modern label in 1955. She, along with Johnny Otis, wrote this song. She was age 17. Now, as you hear this song, you'll hear a male doing some backing vocal. That is none other than Richard Berry, the man who wrote Louie Louie. After she recorded this, which was an answer to Work With Me Annie, Hank Ballard came back and did a song called Henry's Got Flat Feet, Can't Dance No More. This was a reply to Etta's song, Wallflower. This was on the Federal label also. Right after she released Wallflower, Georgia Gibbs changed Roll With Me Henry to Dance With Me Henry so it would make the pop charts, and it did, reaching all the way to number one on some of these charts. So just to catch up with Georgia, Etta, 3 years later, in 58, did her version of Dance With Me Henry. So we're going to hear Wallflower, a.k.a. Roll With Me Henry. Henry's Got Flat Feet, Can't Dance No More, and Dance With Me Henry.
Hey, baby! What do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
In the old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
We'll be right back. killing me.
Hey, baby, this is what you have to do to make me love you too. You got to dance with me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. Rock with me, Henry. Talk to me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, while the cats are falling. You better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute, so you better get with it. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on. Rock with me, Henry. Cling to me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on. Roll on, roll on, roll on.
Music fans, Rock and Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly, right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it. You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guys!
Jimmy Clanton formed his first band while in high school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was one of a few white artists that had success with songs that had that New Orleans R&B sound. Clanton had a string of hits on the Ace label and even starred in two rock and roll movies. Here's Jimmy Clanton's number 5 1961 hit, Go Jimmy Go.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest, sweet talker in the world. Well, she said, I'm the best young dancer in the land. to kissing. I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle and I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school.
Wilson Turbington was one of the architects of New Orleans funk and soul, but back in 1965, Willie T had a record on Atlantic that somehow became a beach music staple without becoming a chart hit. Listen to Willie T and Thank You, John.
Yeah, I know that you've been ballin'. You're as high as you can be. But I knew, baby, you'd come home to Willie T. She was just teasing you. What did he say when you told him you were going home? To handle you, I could tell by the bruises on your arm. I told him once he was a short time stud. If he tries this again, he's gotta shed some blood. It's gonna be alright. Now I don't blame you, baby, for trying to swell his head. 'Cause after all, baby, giving us his bread. Yeah, now it's alright for you to go out all night, but when he spreads that bread, be sure he spreads it right. It's gonna be alright. I wanna thank you, John, for being a good popcorn. You done prove yourself to me. You're as jive as you can be. Now it's alright to keep our eye on that loan, but when she leaves you alone, send your paycheck home. It's gonna be alright. Oh, thank you, John. You've been a boss, popcorn. You ain't nothing but a jive. Shuck time. It's gonna be alright. You lollipop, you sucker John, the Alley Man.
Sha la la la, jack jack. Sha la la la, jack jack.
You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors.
This next one is Ray Anthony, and he's doing Peter Gunn. In 1958, it hit number 8 on the Billboard charts, and it's from the TV series Peter Gunn. Ray Anthony was born in 1922. He was a trumpeter with Glenn Miller's band in 1940 and 41. Then he joined the Navy. After the Navy, he found and married Mamie Van Doren. Both were in the movie High School Confidential. The 1943 song, Opus 1, the composer wrote, if Mr. Les Brown can make it renowned and Ray Anthony could rock it for me, there's never a doubt you'll knock yourself out whenever you get near Opus 1. In 1943, the word rock is used to describe what music can do. So let's have Ray Anthony rock with us. His recording of Henry Mancini's Peter Gunn.
We'll be right back.
I love this next song, not because it's my name. I love it because it's 2 minutes and 44 seconds of straight-ahead rock and roll with a pounding bass line, crashing drums, an over-the-top vocal, and distorted guitar with a tasty break. The L.A. Leaves re-released Hey Joe twice, and it was not until new guitarist Bob Arlen added the fuzz tone that it became a number 31 chart record. And it was Pat Boone that got the group their first contract with the Mira label. Jimi Hendrix does a killer version, too. Did I mention I love this song? Hey Joe by the Leaves.
Enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Bobby Darin doing his smash hit, Mack the Knife, for us. Bobby Darin, American singer and songwriter and actor of film and television. He performed a range of music genres, including pop, rock and roll, jazz, folk, country. Starred in the movies just any number of things he done besides playing over at the Domino Lounge over in Homewood, which I got to see him in 1958. But anyway, we're going to listen to Mac the Knife, 1959 number one hit on Atco label.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, who is Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Okay, we're going to have another one now by the Delicates. Earlier they done, what was that, Black and White Thunderbird on the Unart label. Well, this is a flip of that. And Ronnie Is My Lover, a song that come out there with it. He appeared on TV many times and come out on American Bandstand, Alan Freed, Clay Cole's TV shows with it. He later joined with Bernadette Carroll, done some work with her. They done a lot of backup work. Frankie Valli done a lot of backup work with him. Here's the flip side of the hit, Black and White Thunderbird on Unart, Ronnie Is My Lover.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover, ooh-wee.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover, ooh-wee.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover till eternity. Till eternity.
Um-ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover. How did I discover such a sweetheart with a heart so ready?
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
All the girls are jealous, so are all the fellas, 'cause my Ronnie's asked me to go steady.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover, ooh-wee.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ronnie is my lover, ooh-wee.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
kiss my lover till eternity. Others take their chances, getting dates for dances, but I've got my Ronnie right beside me. We will be together, always and forever, such a sweetheart with a heart so red. Ronnie is my lover, till eternity, till eternity.
Music Ramen.
Birmingham's BRC.
The Crystals are one of the groups that define the category girl group. Barbara Alston, D.D. Kennebrew, Mary Thomas, Patricia Wright, and Myra Gerard were Brooklyn girls who teamed up early with a boy wonder producer, Phil Spector. From their He's a Rebel album, here's the Crystals and I Love You, Daddy.
Let's continue with the girl group theme here as we do guys' names in these titles. This is the Shirelles doing Big John, 1961. She's going to be pleading for John to get on home and marry her. Take it away, Shirelles.
Big John, won't you come on home? Ain't you going to marry me?
Yeah!
My folks all want to know when the wedding's going to be. They're making plans, shaking hands. I've been waiting so long. Has something gone wrong? Big John, if you don't come home, I'm gonna have to leave this place. Folks know you jilted me, and I'll be ashamed to show my face. Something gone wrong. They all told me about the things you do. If what they told me is true, they all said that I'd soon find out.
Rock On with the Birmingham Record Collector.
Jerry, I'm your Sherry. Tracy Day was a pop singer, early 60s to mid 60s. Born Nora Ferrara, hailing from Yonkers, New York. She was attending college at Fordham when the producer Bob Crewe became aware of a demo tape she had recorded. Crewe signed her to his production company and had her record Jerry, You're My Sherry, answer to the Four Seasons' Sherry, which Crewe also produced. The record reportedly received a lot of airplay around the New York area and not to become a national hit, though. Jerry, I'm Your Sherry.
Robins were a Los Angeles vocal group of twin brothers Billy and Roy Richard, Terrell Leonard, and Bobby Nunn. When they teamed up with songwriters Lieber and Stoller in 1955, the magic happened. The success of Smokey Joe's Cafe broke the Robins up because not all wanted to follow Lieber and Stoller to Atlantic Records, so the Coasters were born. But here's the 1955 number 10 R&B hit by the Robins, Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the seams
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her die
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, man, be careful, that chick belongs to Smokey Joe. So from behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again.
champagne
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
And so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Ray, our next guy name in the title song is Cut Across Shorty by Eddie Cochran. This was released on the Liberty label in 1960. Eddie was born in 1938 and died way too soon in 1960 in England due to a car accident. The song was written by Mary John Wilkin, mother of Ronnie and the Daytoners member John Wilkin, who wrote the song GTO. Eddie Cochran's name pops up as guitar player on so many, many songs that other artists recorded, such as the Cochran Brothers, Hank Cochran, no relation, the Four Dots, Jewel Akins, Jewel and Eddie, Johnny Burdette, Baker Knight, Skeets McDonald, Mamie Van Doren, Gene Vincent, and he also backed John Ashley in the movie Hot Rod Gang. He played guitar, sang, or produced with no less than 56 artists. Eddie quit high school at age 16 so he could go professional. Here's one of Eddie's last recordings, Cut Across Shorty.
Now a country boy called Shorty and a city boy named Dan had to prove who could run the fastest to win Miss Lucy's hand. Now Dan had all the money and he also had the looks, but Shorty must have had something, boys, that can't be found in books. Oh, well, I cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I wanna win. Now Dan had been in training a week before the race. He'd made up his mind that old Shorty would end in second place. And Dan, with his long legs a-flying, left Shorty far behind. And Shorty heard him holler out, Miss Lucy, you'll soon be mine. Oh, well, I cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I wanna win. But Shorty wasn't worried. There was a smile up on his face. He knew that he wasn't going to win, 'cause Lucy had fixed the race. And just like that old story about the turtle and the hare, when Dan crossed over the finish line, he found Shorty waiting there. Oh, well, I cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I wanna win. It's you I wanna win. It's you I wanna win.
Wonderful BRC. Birmingham,
Castaways were a garage band from St. Paul, Minnesota that formed to play at Fraternity Party, but they hit the big time with the number 12 pop hit Liar Liar in 1965. But in keeping with our Songs with Boys Names theme, here's the flip side, Sam from the Castaways.
Oh, baby.
you should despise. All I am is bad. I hope they make you sad. I'm down that you have won. If you've gone down on what I have done, I'm not what I said you found out. I'm not any other guy. I live a life of sin and wrong. I just seem to live a big lie.
I'll tell you what, some great, great songs. The guys, maybe not so much, but the songs were good. We thank you for joining us on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll as we have gone through boys' names. But next week, it's back to the beach. And since it's going to be June, that's probably not a bad idea. Beach Music Part 2 will be coming up for you next week as we give you some of the great beach music songs from the United States, the Southern region, the Atlantic, Gulf of Mexico. And then the following week, as we get into mid-June, it's going to be train songs. Then we're going to have cover songs. Not the original artist, but another version, a cover version of a hit. That should be interesting. Then we're going to have a request show. Beyond that, we will have Sammy Salvo saluted, Birmingham artist. We're going to have answer songs, girl groups, and we could probably do that one for a month. As we move on through the summer, lots and lots of great music. We'll bring all of that to you on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. For this edition, that's it. Rock and Ray saying keep listening. Tell a friend. Come on, Bobby, get me home.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there is a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at rockingray@rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.